If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you. Find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you like 4, 3, 2, and you'll be there. Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah.
Ooh. Hi everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. Today is going to be kind of a special episode. It's dedicated to one faggot out there in my audience. He is an amazing faggot that I am proud to call my brother. His name is Habib. Now, it's not actually his name, okay? I'm using a fake name to protect him from danger, hopefully. I picked the name Habib because the word in Arabic means beloved. And Habib is definitely beloved to me. He is from the Middle East. And anybody that knows anything about international politics and religion and whatnot knows that gays in the Middle East have a very hard time. And faggots, especially so. Faggots in the Middle East are less than dogs, essentially. They're treated worse than that. They're killed without a thought, you know, in many parts of the Middle East. And so, it's bad, you know. There's no way around it. Now, of course, I have a kind of a special, I have a special connection to the Middle East, of course, because as I've talked about on the podcast and, on the website, many people have talked to me personally about it. I rescued a baby boy from Syria thanks to this website. Back in 2017, he was going to die in Syria, okay, period, and the universe brought us together, and the universe helped me save him. During my journey from there, I have met a lot of gays in the Middle East. Lots of faggots in the Middle East, all crying out for help, you know, and I can't help. I'm the situation rescuing baby boy essentially broke me financially, to be blunt, you know, and it took everything that every penny I had to rescue him, you know, and get him to safety. And I wish I was a multimillionaire, you know, because I would help so many other people trapped in the Middle East to get out of there, you know. And I mean, I've talked about how much I hate the Middle East many times, and I hate that culture because it's so destructive to people, you know. And so restrictive of freedom, you know. So, anyway, So anyway, I get quite a bit. I get quite a bit of mail, quite a few messages from faggots and gays in the Middle East, looking for advice, looking for help, whatever, you know. And I try to do the best I can, you know. I'm not perfect, but it's definitely a passion project of mine because of Baby Boy, you know. And Baby Boy wants me to have nothing to do with that whole area. He wants me to stay away from it because he wants to forget it, and he wants me to just ignore it and walk away. But I can't, you know, because I just feel so bad for a lot of those people that are trapped there. And there's a lot of sad stories that I've heard from the Middle East, you know. Now, Habib, I don't know if I would classify him as a sad story. I don't know. But I'm going to talk about it. I did put a post up with featuring a couple of letters that he wrote to me, Habib wrote to me. They're very touching, and they're detailed about his situation, and I'm going to go over it here, but I'm going to add my thoughts, you know. So, Habib was sexually abused, you know, most of his life in his family, you know. He was raped by his father. He was essentially raped by his brothers as well, because he was a faggot, and they recognized that he was a faggot. He never came out, of course, and said that, but they knew. And you know, it definitely hurt Habib for a while in his life. Obviously, I mean, you know. There's no way to be raped by your father and not be affected by that, right? And then when he was 17 years old, I just can't believe this. His father sold him into slavery to an alpha master in the Middle East. I don't know this master's name. Habib hasn't told me and probably doesn't want to tell me, but Habib has been the possession of this master in the Middle East for the last 3 years. And by all accounts, the way Habib talks about it, this master has been very good for him in a lot of ways. The master has trained Habib on how to be a proper faggot for Arabic men, I guess we'd say. He's allowed his alpha friends, or his, I guess, friends, I don't know, to use Habib sexually. And he's taught Habib how to serve a man, and at least insofar as he knows how he wants a faggot to serve him. So, anyway, Habib was writing to me because he discovered my website and me through the podcast. Now, I mean, I don't know what to say. Like, I am getting feedback from all around the world on this podcast, which is very bizarre to me. I feel like when I'm doing these podcasts that I'm just talking to three people out there somewhere. But it is reaching out to people in ways that I think if I would have known what podcasting could do in this space, I think I would have been doing it a long time ago, because I would have liked to have gotten the message out, you know, as quickly as possible. But anyway, the point is, somehow Habib out in the Middle East somewhere heard my podcast and it touched him and he saw the light bulb go off, you know. It all snapped together, the mysteries of his life and his existence and why he was the way he was and why the things that happened to him, he discovered through the podcast, this podcast you're listening to right here. Now, this is not the first time that this podcast has had a dramatic effect on people's lives. I mean, Michael, the apartment building faggot, he got service opportunities because people heard him listening to my podcast, you know. It's not the first time this kind of thing has happened from the podcast, but anyway, so Habib put this stuff together and reached out to me because here's where it gets really frightening to me, okay? Habib's master has made an arrangement with the Taliban. Now, anybody that's not familiar with the Taliban, I don't know if you've been living in space over the last 20 years, I don't know, but the Taliban, of course, is a group of radicalized Muslim soldiers who hate the West and are, they're like Trump-tards, the Trump-tards of the Muslim world, okay? Like, very extreme, you know, very radicalized, almost nonsensical the way they, you know, view the world. And, I mean, believe me, though, even the Taliban doesn't believe that JFK Jr. is coming back to run in the 2024 election, okay? But Trump people do, so maybe the Taliban are a little bit better than Trump voters. But anyway, so Habib's master made an arrangement with the Taliban to send his faggot, Habib, over into Afghanistan to service Talibani soldiers for several months. I was thinking 3 months or something like that. I don't know if he gave me a number, actually, but it's a few months. So, and that's supposed to happen, like, in the next few days. And Habib is nervous, obviously. He's been reassured by his master that if he does his duty as a faggot, that he should be fine. The soldiers should be grateful and value him as a service for them, you know. You know, and just as kind of a side note, I mean, this is where, like, the religions that put restrictions on sexuality, like Islam, like Catholicism, like many other religions, all it does is breed kind of an extremely screwed up view of human sexuality. And, like, for instance, you know, these Taliban soldiers are Muslim, and they won't have sex with a woman because they think it's wrong, but they'll fuck a faggot. You know, I mean, it kind of doesn't make any sense when you think about it, you know. Oh, you're not going to let a Catholic priest marry, so you're going to go fuck a choir boy, you know. It's just, it's really not smart, okay? Human sexuality is a basic human need, and so religions get this wrong constantly. So anyway, I, needless to say, that I am very, very scared of my new friend and my new brother, Habib, going over to Afghanistan to service the Taliban. And I never thought that I would ever say that sentence, okay? And I, you know, I don't have anything to do about it other than try to be supportive of him and be there for him if he needs me in some way. You know, he's on the other side of the world, you know, and he's in a situation that I can't access, you know. And I feel very powerless. And I guess I have to put my trust in this master that he knows what he's doing, you know. Even though, you know, I mean, we all know what men, let's say radicalized, aggressive men who are sequestered together, what kinds of things they're capable of, you know. And I fear for my brother Habib to go into that. And I imagine he is very, very scared. I am scared for him because he's going to be all alone there. He doesn't know anybody there. Anyway, I was in the midst of trying to rescue baby boy, and, you know, I had that cancer thing. I almost died of cancer while I was doing that at the same time. I used to talk to the universe all the time, just asking for help and some sort of just believing that the powers of the universe would sustain me so that I could do these impossible things that felt overwhelming to me, you know. And the universe helped me, you know. It really did. I never believed in that stuff before, but I believe in it now because I saw it happen. And I have been leaning on the universe ever since, you know. And for Habib, I am leaning all the way on the universe to protect him because he is in a spot where I don't know if he's got a choice, you know. He's just, he's just got to go through this, I guess. And I admire his courage and his ability to have some sort of positive outlook on it. He seems to be feeling positive in a way about this experience, even though he's scared. And I don't know if he's just talking himself into it. I don't really know, but the courage that my Habib is showing here is unparalleled. I don't, like, if we talk about alphas being strong or whatever, but you have not seen strength until you've seen a faggot do something like this. And I really, really, really am just I'm really worried about my friend. And, you know, I get a lot of shit from people saying that, like, I don't care, or I'm cruel, or I'm stupid, or whatever, you know. But I invest everything into this. My whole heart is in this. And my whole heart is with Habib right now. When all these other people who don't have any answers and they don't care at all about anything, I am trying to give answers to people who are desperately yearning for answers. And Habib looked to me, and I am trying to give him an answer. And I just really want to end this on, because Habib is probably going to listen to this. So I want to end this with a personal message directly to you, my brother. I am so sorry if life has let you down. You have had a lot of hard times. Hard times that most other people have never had to have. Okay? Like, you've had really a rough way to go, and I am so sorry for that. And I am scared for you going through this incredible thing that I mean, I don't know what is going to happen, and I want so badly to keep you safe, and I don't have any way to do that, and I'm just so used to keeping people safe. This feels like the nights when baby boy had bombs dropping all around him in Syria, and I didn't know how to get a hold of him. And I hate that feeling. But I just, Habib, my brother, I just want you to know that you are going to be in my heart every minute of every day, and I am going to be leaning on the universe to guide your way. And I want to tell you that I love you, and that I will always be here walking side by side with you, and I will be very proud to call you my brother. Very proud. Please, 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 be careful and come home. Please come home. Well, that's the story of Habib, my dear brother, and I hope that you all have at least learned that reaching out and showing courage to achieve fulfillment is so much easier than what Habib is having to do. Don't lose the opportunity. Habib, I love you. This has been the Hierarchy Podcast for tonight. And take care of each other, okay? Thank you. Bye.